So kuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyahlangana kwezakusihlwa mthokazi omuhle ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 22 kuMpalakazi 2024. Igama nguNtungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
singakhohlwa ukuthi abantu abaningi ngabasebenzi abanamabhizinisi okuthola imali ngabayizuzi nje le ndlela eyinye abangazuza ngayo imali.
Kuzadlalwa ikhisimusi ngolwesithathu iningi lisidla ingqweqwe zomlomo.
Ngibona ukuthi khona kuzaba yiholiday emangalisayo kangako ngoba kunzima ndoda silamani akula mali elizweni.
Abasakhulayo abanengi bathi isimo somnotho sibanzimele kakhulu lonyaka lanxa umongameli Mnangagwa esithi inhlalakahle yabantu iyenyuka. Silazo ezamasiko, ezemidlalo, ezokuzilibazisa kanye lezabantu. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. Iningi lizadlala ikhisimusi ngolwesithathu lisidla ingqweqwe zomlomo ngenxa yendlala ehlasele abantu abayizigidi phose eziyisishiyangalombili eZimbabwe 7.7 million. Ababona ngenhlala kahle kaZulu bathi phezu kwendlala abantu abanengi bavele besehluleka ukuselela imideni yabo. Ngenxa yokonakala komnotho okugoqela ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi kanye lokucishwa mahlayana kwamandla kagesi osokuphazamise kakhulu uZulu weZimbabwe la mankampani akhiqiza impahla etshiyeneyo. Sixoxele umnumzana efidlela Ncube owenhlanganiso emela abathengi iNational Consumer Rights Association.
Ikhefu lalunyaka lizabanzima kakhulu ebantwini abanengi ngenxa yokuthi izinto ziyadula kulalokho abakwenelisayo. Singakhohlwa ukuthi abantu abanengi ngabasebenzi abanamabhizinisi okuthola imali ngabayizuzi nje le ndlela eyinye abangazuza ngayo imali ebiza kwenza ukuthi kube lula ukuthi bathenge izinto babe lekhisimusi engcono kuleyanyaka enye le eminyakeni le ehlizeyo. Ngokunjalo ke hayi abanengi ikhisimusi ngegama ikhisimusi nje ngoba ulusuku olwabe kuthiwa mhla ka 25 kodwa ke babe bephakathi kobunzima bazalala bengadlanga kuza kusa bengadlanga abanye bazabe bengela mpahla zokugqoka bengela sepa yokwatsha bengela chukela bengela sinkwa ngenxa yokuthi izinto ziyadula.
Umnyaka ka 2025 ubona uminjani?
Ngaphandle kokuthi kube le nguquko ezisimangaliso kwezenotho kuzabanzima ebantwini kumnyaka olandelayo. Ezenotho yebo zingaguqukela ababili abathathu abalutshwane kodwa kuZulu omnengi bakhathana kakhulu lesinkwa bakhathana kakhulu lalapho kudliwa khona. Ngakho ke kukhangelela ukuthi baqhubeke bephakathi kwezinsizi kuzabanzima ukuthi benelise ukubhadala ischool fees benelise ukuya ezibhedlela ngendlela efaneleyo. Kuseselomthwalo omkhulu ebantwini noba abanengi baphakathi kosizi. Ngakho ke kangiboni nguquko enkulu ebantwini abanengi. Yebo kambe abalutshwane bazazu zinguquko lapha lalaphana ngoba vele kuhlala kusenzakalela kwabalutshwane kodwa abaningi u 2025 uzabenzima njengo 2024 kumbe emubi kakhulu kulo 2024.
Umnumzana efidlela Ncube ngoinhlanganiso ye National Consumer Rights Association. Sixoxe njalo lomkhokheli wenhlanganiso ye Rural Communities Empowerment Trust umnumzana Vumani Ndlovu.
Empeleni akutshengisi ukuthi sesikhathini sekhisimusi esikhathini sekhefu kunje nje ngabe ngeminye iminyaka eyadlulayo ngabe siyabona kulo kuphithizela ukuthize abantu bengene emavinkilini bethenga lokhu lalokho belukisela ikhisimusi engakutsho ukuthi kuthule zwi akukhanyi lokuthi sikuleso sikhathi kungenxa yokuthi abantu kabalamali nxa imali ingekho akulethi lukuluku lwekhefu ebantwini kuba mdambiyana nje abantu bamdambiyana kulanto ekhanyayo eveza ukuthi bathakazelela lesisikhathi njalo kulokulungiselela lesisikhathi kuthule nje zwi okuveza obala ukuthi abantu abaselayo leyo ngwabungwabu ukubangelwa yikusweleka kwemali
ezitolo ungathi izinto zikhwelile yini
uchwayanyana nje esilwenzileyo ngokungena emavinkilini zikhangela lokhu lalokhu ikakhulu ngapha ngasemakhaya kutshengisa ukuthi hathi akula kukhwela okuthize ikakhulu kumpahla ezithengwa ezitolo okukhona ukuthi abantu bona yibo abangelayo imali yokuthenga ukuze badlale ikhefu bezikholisela imali kayikho ebantwini impahla zingabe zikuyona leyana intengo bezikivele zikiyo kodwa okungekhoyo yimali yokuthenga ebantwini osingathi kukhwelile kungaba zimota emgwaqweni lapha nxa abantu besuka emadolobheni besize emakhaya seziqalisile ukuthi zikhweze kubangelwa ukuthi sokulabantu abanengi abafuna ukuhamba ngalesi sikhathi
Umnumzana Vumani Ndlovu ngowenhlanganiso ye Rural Communities Empowerment Trust.
The Voice of America.
Kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Abanye abantu bathi kabasoze benelise ukuzithokozisa ngekhisimusi lonyaka ngoba kabalamali lanxa umongameli yemasoni Mnangagwa esithi inhlalakahle kaZulu weZimbabwe iyathuthuka kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu
omunye wabatsha okhulumele Studio 7 osakhulayo nguRichard Moyo ohlala eBudiriro eHarare othi kuza kuba nzima ukuthi athenge isinkwa asifake ijemu lemajarini apheke irayisi lenkuku ekhanzingiweyo njalo anathe itiye ejiyileyo ngoba ngala mali uthi usekhohle ngokuthenga izigqoko zekhisimusi ngoba ngala yona isenti yokuthenga isitiye somejisi
lonyaka ikhisimusi akula khisimusi eZimbabwe lonyaka ngoba ungakhayela intengo yezinto ezitoli ikhupheke kakhulu ikhwele into zonke ziyadura phezu kwakhona oku imali yakhona ibambeki abantu abalamsebenzi njengathi thina intsha asilayo imisebenzi asilamali uthi uthi unxa ungahlanganisa udobha uncane uthi uhambe esitolo ubona ukuthi ayithengi imali yakhona iyona imali yelizwe yona izigi lakhona alitholakali sibhombuza kuthiwa likhona
uphanatha zibindi osebenza ukuthunga izicathulo enzikini yedolobho leHarare ukusimo esifanayo
ngiyafana vele ya mina vele ngizibonela ngiyafana ngoba nxa ungela mali akula nto eziningi ongakwanisa ukuzenza yabo nxa ungela mali it's sort of ngathi sesinikani pressure vele njengentsha sesinikani pressure ngoba ungabona omunye umuntu esenza ezinye izinto ongeke ukwanisa ukuzenza ngoba wabona uyabungela mali
baningi abafana loPanashe kanye loRichard abathi akusakhulumeki ngokuthakazelela ikhefu lekhisimusi kulezi nsuku utafazwa majoni odabuka ejombe uthi ujayele ukwethekelela ekhaya ngekhefu leli kodwa lonyaka kuza kuba nzima ukwenza lokhu
ikhisimusi yo yabona it's a big holiday iholiday enkulu kakhulu siyabe sifuna ukuthi khona at least sikwanise ukuthi sithengele abadala ukudla senzeni yabona silathi sikwanise ukuthi siyebona abadala ngoba siyabe ukuthi izosebenza yabo but then manje nxa usubuyela emakhaya kungiyela into eyiphetheyo kunzima ngingazi iholiday nje but mbona ukuthi khona kuzaba iholiday emangalisayo kangako ngoba kunzima ndoda silamali akulamali elizweni izigali bambeki
omunye osakhulayo ongumbalisi uPeter Dube uthi imali ayihole kulinyanga ayimvumeli ukuba thakazelele ikhefu lekhisimusi njengenhlala yenza
hayi Christmas ayisekho into yokuphomba ukukhangela sithaba ukuthi sifikile hayi ilanga kuphela elidlulayo enze sesenzo kwethu esukwenza nxa ukuthi asilamali insebenza ikho sayenzani sasancedwa kudala ngumgalo wayesiyenzela i21st yoseze ngathi Christmas kithi ngoba sasikholisa njengama-youth majekaresa kwizinto zidakiwe.
Kunabanye abadonsa nzima abathi bazakwenza konke kusemandleni abo lonyaka ukuthi bethakazelele ikhefu lekhisimusi. Omunye wabo ngutapi wazimuto ohlala eHarare.
Christmas le I think izabe ichaza kakhulu ngoba nizabe ngisekhaya nihlale labangane lehlobo labo bonke nje imbaziyo nje sizijabulela nje sizikholisisa njengabantu esegcinana kudala singasakwazi ukubona.
Abantu abaningi bathi kufunakala phose amakhulu amabili amadola $200 ekuthenga izifela emlonyeni izigqolo kunye ngesikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi. Bathi akayibambeki imali le eZimbabwe okungatholakali imisebenzi ngenxa yesimo esibi somnotho. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimnozilozi Ndlovu.
Singene kuhlelo lwamasiko.
Sigcina amasiko wethu. Owenze.
Ye, injenge ngihlala yenza ngiyalamukela kusigaba samasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Lilami umthombo Sithembayo uKips Dube ngilapha eWashington DC. Namhlanje ke lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Baba Ngwenya ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngingena ngokubingelela abalaleli nabasakazi ngisithi silindele uChristmas ube muhle.
Yes, lethemba lokuthi uChristmas uzaba muhle. Ye, asikhulume ngesithembo lapha. Abantu abaningi lapha bayakhuluma enkundleni zokuxhumana bathi isithembo vele sokumathi ngayo siyachabalala. Kwini vele esingathi kuqakathekile ngesithembo ngamaphitshane babangisho?
Babudube, ngizathi mina lapha kulokuhlukana kwembono yomphakathi lapha othola abanye bethu bona isithembo silungile abanye bethu silungile. Kodwa ke mina ngokuhlazika kwami nxa kade ngibuka impilo yabantu ngiye nginazelela ukuthi abantu abaningi baphila impilo engelaqiniso phakathi. Ngoba lawo uzamfakazela nabalaleli bazamfakazela ukuthi sesikubone kusuka kaningi lapho othola ukuthi obaba bathi belemizi belabomama kodwa kube khona omama emakhwapheni abalabo emaceleni bengafuni ukuvela kube leqiniso kucace ukuthi ukhona omunye okhona eceleni. Ngakho-ke siyakubona lokho ukuthi okhokho bethu nabobaba bethu babehlakaniphile bengayifuni impilo enamanga phakathi. Kokuthi nxa bebona ukuthi-ke kunaleso simo bakubeke ngendlela esemthethweni njengoba uyazi ukuthi phela isithembo lesi kwakule ndlela zaso zokuthi umuntu ungena kanjani kuso.
Yes.
Kwaba kwakuba nendlela yokuthi uyasondela kumama onguyena phela unkosikazi wakhona amcele amcele kumbe sithi amtshele ngokuthi usefuna ukumtholela unyane wabo noma umnakwabo.
Ye, sikhona mpo Ngwenya, sikhona mpo Sibili. Uzwe kuthiwa-ke umuntu uselaba uselamakhosikazi ayisithupha kumbe 10 kumbe konale kuyasebenzeka yini endlini nxa ubona khonokho ukuthi nxa wendoda kumele umuntu enze.
Njengoba ngike ngatsho ukuthi linto le isizo sihlukane ngembono kodwa siye sibone nasesithembo hamba hamba kube lezi nkinga lapho othola ukuthi-ke iningi labantu abanesithembo kuye kube nokungezwani okuba khona phakathi komndeni umndeni omunye wendoda nje lapho othola khona ngempela hayi kuphilwa kwenzima kakhulu sekuzokhonjwana nobuthakathi ngoba kuyabonakala ukuthi kuhamba kuhambe ubaba sometimes ahluleke ukuthi ayibhalanse lento. Uthola ukuthi mhlawumbe abanye sebefila sengazathi usethatha uthando lonke walusa nancane ikakhulu kulaba abaye bathathelwe muva kuye kubonakala engathi usethanda lowo mutsha kunalowo mdala. Ngakho-ke kuyinto ngempela engiyibona ithanda ukuba nzima nxa sesisanda kwaba namakhosikazi awu-6 kodwa-ke futhi okunye engibona ngathi kuthanda ukuba yinkinga lapha yikuthi kunalento ukuthi ke ukudla kwakudala kwakungatholakali kanzima ngaleyo ndlela, kanti futhi izinto eziningi izinto ezazingathathelwa phezulu njengokuthi kwakufanele phela indoda yondle. Kulezi nsuku njengoba sesiya kukhisimusi kunje, abantwana bafuna impahla zikakhisimusi, masibuya khona lapho sibuyela ku-back to school, zazingekho zonke lezo zinto. Kwakuthi umnumzana nje mayefuyile lezi nkomo zakhe lime masimini, abantwana bedle besuthe nje, kuzagqoka umntwana mhlawumbe kusukela emabhethwini, ibhethwe elilodwa nje elingaduli elingatholakali kanzima. Kwafika noma sokuqala ukugqokwa zezesimanje, kodwa kwakungasiyo into ethathwa serious kakhulu ukuthi umuntu kumele abuke egqoke kahle. Kwakwenza kube lula ukuthi abanumzana laba bakwazi ukuthi babe naso isithembo. Kodwa namhlanje uthanda ukuba nzima ngoba ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi laba bantu ubanakekele bonke ngesinye isikhathi kuye kubonakale sengathi ubaphilisa nzima.
Yes, awuzwa kakhulu Mgwinya. Sizaqhubeka ngodaba lolu ngeviki ezayo. Sizabiza labo mama ukuthi bangene. Ngizwa abanye besithi into zasithembo lezi kuyahlupha Mgwinya. Sibonge kakhulu ngadela kusavulongwe.
Sibonge, sibongela kubalaleli.
Yes, sibonge kakhulu ke lo ngubaba uMbuso Mgwinya, incwadi kwezamasiko esintu. Beli lami lamhlanje njengahlala yenza kumthembo ozithembayo ngikhonapha ke eWashington DC. Asihlanganeni singabaphelileyo ngeviki ezayo. Siyalibonga
lokho. Sibonge uGibbs wakoDube ngohlelo lwamasiko. Uhlelo vuselela umoya namuhla sibhekane lekhisimusi nje silomfundisi Richard Mvalela Nleya.
Ngiyabonga ukuyamukelwa ehlelweni lweStudio 7. Ngibese ngiqala ngokubingelela bonke abadidiyeli bezindaba zakwaStudio 7. Ngisithi sanibonani, ukuthula makube nani ngaphansi kwegama likaJesu waseNazaretha. Ngiyanibingelela, niyinjabulo yethu bantu beStudio 7. Hlalani niyazi ukuthi niyinjabulo yethu. Manje ngivakatshile ngiphethe incwadi yanamhlanje yeChristmas, noma yokuhamba noma yokuzalwa kwendodana enguJesu Christus. Ifundeka ke kanje encwadini kaLuka yesibili evesini lika 4. Naye uJosefa wakhuphuka ephuma eGalile emzini waseNazaretha waya eJudiya emzini kaDavide othiwa iBethlehema, ngokuba wayengowendlu nozalo lukaDavide. Amen. Ukukhuphuka ke umuntu osuka inhliziyo yakhe ithe usefuna ukuya endaweni enje. Manje lokhu kwakungokomthetho, ukukhuphuka lokhu kwakungokomthetho, kwakumemezelwe ukuthi omunye nomunye umuntu kabalwe, abalwe ukuze igovernment ibe yazi ukuthi inabantu abangaki. Kuthiwa kuJosefa naye wakhuphuka ebuyela emzini kaDavide, ngokuba emzini kaDavide kwakugibo. Kuthiwa wathi esefika lapho ke uDavide wambona esenomka wakhe uMariya befika ekhaya. Kuthiwa ke bafika lapho izinsuku zaseziphelile zokubana uMariya atete athole umntwana igama lakhe linguJesu, owamemezelwa umprofiti uYisaya ukuthi kuyozalwa inkosi eminyakeni ezayo, inkosi yabaJuda eyabithiwa nguJesu. Kuthiwa uYisaya uNkulunkulu wazo wakhuluma noYisaya wathi, bheka Isaya, ungeke ufe nokufa ungakaboni inkazimulo engizayiletha emhlabeni. Kuthiwa uJesu wathi efika uYisaya wakhuluma wathi enkosini, Nkosi, bese ngithanda phela ukuthi ngikhuphuke ngihambe ngiye emazulwini, ngokuba induduzo nenjabulo owathi ngihlale ngingafi ngiyibonile uJesu, ngimbonile umntwana. Kuthiwa ukuzalweni kwake kukaJesu nezulu nalo latshela izingilozi zasezulwini. Ingilozi zasuka ezulwini zazotshaya amaphiko lapho kulele khona uJesu. Nabafana benkomo badlule emzini kaHerodi babuza uHerodi, bakokode emzini kaHerodi bathi, uphi lo ozelwe iyinkosi? Sifuna ukumbona ozelwe iyinkosi, igama lakhe nguJesu oyinkosi yamakhosi. oyinkosi yabajuda uthiwa ugeroti wamangala kakhulu lezi ndawo zokuthi kukhona umuntu ozazalwa eyinkosi bazula abafana begcwele indlela uyazi ke wena ukuhamba kwabafana lukukaba abafana bayahamba and bayahamba abafana kuthiwa badlula inkanyezi yabadlulisa yatiyo bakhomba lapho kukhona uJesu badlula besiya lapho kukhona uJesu uma kusisa kusase kuseni uFaro kuthiwa wabiza bonke abantu abangamakhosi abayizinduna abayabaprofiti wathi ngizwani yini lokhu engikuzwayo endlebeni sami okuthiwa kukhona inkosi eyiselwe enguJesu yini nani ngangitsheli bathi yebo kwakhulunywa kudala umprofiti uIsaya wathi kuyoba khona umuntu ozozalwa igama lakhe linguJesu njalo izulu lingitshelile ukuthi ngeke ngife ngingakamboni uJesu yikho kwathi uJesu uma ezalwa uIsaya wakhuluma noNkulunkulu wathi ke sengiyibonile induduzo nenjabulo owathi ngingafi kufanele ngiqale ngibone yona sengiyibonile bese ngicela ukuhamba ngokuba wayesemdala phela eprofita ngokutsho njalo kwenyabonga ezindabeni zokuhamba omunye nomunye uzahamba siyambeka emthandazweni nkosi yamakhosi hamba nabahambayo ujabulise amakholwa wonke angaphansi kwegama lakho uwajabulise nabo labo abangashontiyo ubajabulise ngokuba manje amakholwa ngobunenge ayokuchitha izigidi nezigidi ebhadala amabhasi esiyathandaza ezindaweni ngokutsho njalo asithandazeni sithandazeni sonke ngokuba ukuthandaza abantu behlangene kunamandla siyabathandazela nkosi abazagcwala imigwaqo besiye emizini besiya kuphi nakuphi siyabathandazela nkosi hamba nabo egameni likaJesu waseNazaretha asivaleni ke lo mthandazo esikuwo umusa wenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu nokudlelwana kothando nomoya wengcwele lapha emazulwini hamba nabahambayo usale nabasalayo ndodana kaDavide amen.
Sibonge umfundisi Richard Mvalela Ndleya ngohlelo vuselela umoya. Kwezemidlalo uEzra Chisa Spanda uxoxa lonkosana Sancho Gumbo. Yena odlalela amaqembu enguqu abalisa eZimbabwe Saints, AmaZulu, Masingo United kanye leNjube Sundowns. Kodwa singakayi lapho, ake sikhangele udaba lokhetho lenhlanganiso yezenguqu eZifa oluzaqutshwa ngoZibandlela.
Baphethe imhejehede labo bafaka amaphepha ukuthi bancintise ukhetho lenkokheli yeZifa. IZifa Normalization Committee yamukela amaphepha abantu laba yanikeza ikomiti ehlolisisa okutshiyeneyo ngabo okufana lokuthi bangabantu abanjani emphakathini. Abanamacala yini lokuthi banemfundo edingakalayo na ukuthi bakhokele umdlalo webhola elizweni. Ikomiti le okuthiwa yi-Ethics and Integrity Committee ikhokhela ligqwetha elakalaba ngumeya wedolobho leHarare umnumzana Muthadei Masunda. Kusasa uMasunda ukhangelele ukwethulela uZulu amabizo laba abaphumelele uncintisa kulolu khetho. Abanye abafaka amabizo befuna isikhundla sikamongameli weZifa uWalter Magaya, Marshall Gore, Philemon Matshana, Martin Kweza, Foray Jere lonqobile Magwizi. Singeneke kudaba lukankosana Sancho Gumbo yena okwaduma kwezenguqu edlalela amaqembu atshiyeneyo. Nansi imbali yakhe.
Ngazalelwa empilo koBulawayo, eprimary ngafunda eMthethe Primary School eNjube, secondary ngafunda eMpophoma High School. Ubaba wayedlala ibhora then waba le-team iNjube United yikho sonke sadlala khona wonke labo bhuti bami uNoman, uRaman, noChas, sonke sasiqala sakhula siqala sidlala kuNjube United sesikhotshwa ngubaba. Ibhola ngaqhaza ukudlala ngise-primary school.
USancho ongena uqembu elikhulu leZimbabwe Saints emncane uthi kulo mdlalo angasoze afa awukhohlwa.
Dlala neCape United eKwanzura Stadium. Cape yangibona iqinile, Cape yilabo walos nje noStuart Morrison, uJoe Mgabe, uSilver Chikwenje, uBambo Brenham Siska. Ayiqinile ithimu yangkhona. Ithimu yangkhona ngasikhohlwa ama-penalty ayi-2. Game yangkhona sacina siyiwine 2-1. Hayi game yangkhona kwakufika.
Udlale inguqu ezingeni eliphezulu njalo kwesikhathi eside umfoka Gumbo.
Ngadlala for about 7 years kuZimbabwe Saints. 97 ikhona ama join yamaZulu team yayisanda ku promoter from division 1 then 2004 adlala 1 year ku Masungo United then ngaphendula ngabuye ngadlala kuNjube Sundowns for 2 years
ngoba wathatha inkezo onkosana esadlala kuqembu lamaZulu
in 99 futhi sawini Independence Cup 2002 sawina EPP EPP Cup Madison Cup then 2001 sawini OK Grand Challenge iLeague ngo 2003
usanjwa uthi usaphatheka kwezenguqula namuhla lanxa wathatha umhlala phansi
ngiyenza icoaching ngiku Chicken Inn Football Club yimu head of junior development ukuthi iphorala kathi eselithini lela kudala abafana ba these days abasa train njengakuqala lokho yena sesikwenza lokho yena ujoya ukuhlagijima yavuka ekuseni sijama road run what athese abasa train vele sebemele ukuya train eground
bengabaningi bonke abadlala ibhola kudala unkosana Khumbo ukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi bathiyane lezidakamizwa uze baqhaze babe ngabadlali benguqu abalohlonze ngiyime nestudio 7 igama lamngeza Jesus Banda Zimbabwe.
Siziphethe ngodaba lokuzilibazisa namuhla silo Christopher Mazolo Ncube ehamba leqembu lakhe leManzamnyama Sound bephethe idlalate labo elitsha elilesihloko esithi Vika Dlozi.
Nani bantu bakithi siphinde yabuya futhi indodana kaMazolo uChristopher Ncube oyiqembu elithi iManzamnyama Super Sound isibuyile ledlaladelayo eligcweleni labo eliqhungethe ingoma ezingu 7 okule ngoma efana noVika Dlozi lami nengoma efana noImizi yakithi ingoma ekuyizona ezithisa bebe
ngathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani
onje ngala eSouth Africa la embese khona nginendawo nginabantu abayimculo wami bangawuthola khona uma kuthanda ukuthi kube lula uyaxhumana nami ku 0766977326 lapho uyabuxhumana nami straight ikho lapho uyabuzothola khona umculo wami ukhona kuma USB ukhona la kuma CD.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela waphi amazwi?
Ngithi ngibonga ngazo zonke izandla zombili kubalandeli nakubo bonke abantu engisondelane nabo lokungithokozisayo kunye abanye engingabaziyo through i-radio station yona nale sengibe nabalandeli cishe indawo ezikude lapho engingazi khona ukuthi bangaba bekuphi ngenxa yawo lo msakazo i-Studio 7.
Yeah,
Christopher Mazolo Ncube leqembu lakhe lemanzi amnyama sound besigqibela uhlelo lwethu. Hayi ke kwanele mthakazi omuhle olivalelisayo nguntungamili Nkomo Nkololo Gwana wamatukanduna.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.